Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Carl's wearing a very white t-shirt today. Was that Persil Wash there, I'd say it was.
Well, you know.
That screamy white now.
How does he know?
With his tan and everything. Look at him.
It is the best. That's what I always say.
Tell me this. What have you seen on screens? You were away for a while, so were you focused on screens or were you...
No, I was fairly checked out now when I was away. But I have been back a couple of days, so I'm back and I'm clued in.
Good man.
I'm sucked back into the algorithm, Dave.
I love it.
I'm feeding the algorithm.
What's been going on then?
Well, my algorithm is a small bit messed up because it's when sport meets influencers meets just weird
sports and celebrity.
So basically on Saturday night I was flicking around kind of around the sports channels and whatever, and I stuck on the Tommy Fury boxing match. He was fighting Eddie Hall.
Oh yeah, so Eddie Hall is a strong man.
Yes,
a couple of times he's won the world's strongest man fella. I like his content. I watch some of his stuff on YouTube and stuff every now and again. I don't know much about him, so maybe I'm wrong about judging him on this, but just on kind of interesting stuff about him traveling the world and meeting other strong men and going through what they eat or how they train or whatever it is. And there's a climber I like to watch, a Norwegian climber. I can't remember his first name now, but Mittbo, I think it's his second name, Magnus Mittbo. And he did a train like Eddie Hall day, and it's ridiculous the stuff he puts his body through.
Do you remember he broke the world record for the heaviest deadlift?
And didn't the mountain then Haftor went back and beat him again? Yeah.
It's like blood running out of these guys' nose when they're lifting this stuff. It's just not supposed to be lifting.
Wild.
Anyway, he was fighting Tommy Fury, the pretty boy that is Tommy Fury, who is a professional boxer, undefeated professional boxer, by the way. So it was kind of, it was beauty versus the beast, I think is the way they pitched it. And it was just so awful. And how some of these fights are passed, I'm like, how is this regulated? Even the fights beforehand were influencers fighting each other.
Oh, right.
I don't know if people ever remember Ibiza Final Boss.
There was this guy with the weird hair.
Yes. He was fighting some guy and they couldn't fight at all. Four rounds. And it was just, it's all very odd. Anyway.
Right.
I couldn't stay up because this is this is awful stuff altogether. I don't need this in my life. But then the phone starts hopping. TikTok is getting excited.
Oh.
Shannon beside me was getting very excited.
Yes.
Because Tommy Fury, on his ring walk, he unveiled to the world Shannon?
The name of his baby boy.
Oh, Shannon, you were talking about this last week. So was it Molly May?
Molly May and Tommy Fury.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
She has a show about it for a week.
Yeah, you should know more.
I don't know, I nearly got there.
So they announced the baby name on the back of Tommy's shorts. And his name is Midas.
Midas touch.
Yeah, so Molly did a video last week where she did speak about the name, and she said she only knows one other child with this name. She said it's not as crazy as Bambi, but she worries because everyone that she has told the name to keeps pronouncing it wrong. But we know now it's Midas.
Okay, well, let's listen to Tommy tell us.
Yeah, it's Midas. No, listen, I'm happy. I just wanted that victory underneath my belt. Now we can kick on and enjoy the summer with him, take him on some nice holidays and just chill out.
So it's Bambi and Midas.
Yeah, Bambi and Midas Fury.
So Midas, Shannon. You're saying Midas a few times.
Sorry, Midas.
Don't stress
Midas.
The I, not the
I'm
A.
I'm already getting mixed
Midas.
Up.
So there you go. So I know some people are happy with that news.
Oh, listen, I'm thrilled to bits now that this Ibiza Final Boss and Midas Fury are the top two things.
I know. I'm a journalist. I'm just telling you what I've seen on my screen.
Okay, fair enough.
Next thing, speaking of being a journalist and my investigative work.
Go on.
Watching a video, right? People can see this video now. I've shared it on my stories on Instagram, Cahal.Minogue, okay? And it is a video of Bono, and he's walking out of an event in New York City, okay?
Okay.
And he's coming down trying to get into his limo or his whatever.
Transport.
His getaway car.
Yeah.
And there's a load of U2 fans all surrounding him, okay?
Right, yeah.
And he's flanked by security guards. And as he's walking down the steps, coming out the back door of the building, as he's walking down the steps, I was looking at the security guard, and I was like, he looks familiar, that guy. I was getting watching the video, and I was like, that guy was in Ultimate Hell Week. He was one of the Rangers with Ray Goggins.
You love that show, so you would recognize him straight away.
Yeah, and I was right. It's Jer Reedy. He used to be a Ranger on Ultimate Hell Week.
I remember him.
Yeah, big tall guy.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Really scary. Yeah. He's now like private security for Bono. Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
That is the coolest. That's a job. That's a job.
And now I really want to go back and watch Ultimate Hell Week. And finally, I will leave you with this.
Okay.
Because there's so many great World Cup songs and famously.
Bosnia-Herzegovina is my favorite one.
Well,
I am from Bosnia. Take me to America. What? I really want to see Statue of Liberty.
And sure, famously, we always had Robbie Keane in a limousine for the Euros.
There's
been so many greats.
Yeah.
So many greats. Well, there's a comedian in Scotland. And Roscoe McKelland.
Oh, I know Roscoe, yeah.
Yeah, and he was on that BBC show Breaking the Year. And basically, he has made his World Cup song in honour
for
Scotland. Now, Dave, before we play this,
yeah,
just calm down, okay? His accent, you will fall in love with.
Oh,
I need you to be cool, okay?
I'll try. Take it away, Roscoe.
This is to the tune of the Cheers theme tune.
Yes.
And it goes like this. I'll do the... Making your way to the USA costs everything you got.
Yeah.
Getting a flight to Massachusetts sure did cost a lot. Wouldn't you like to win a game? Or even score a goal? It could be Scott McTominay. Kieran Tierney. Kenny McLean from the halfway line. I don't take any name. It would be great to just win a game.
That's so good.
It is that.
And yes, I do love his accent more than anything in the world. It's the one that's in my head 24/7. That's brilliant.
Dave Moore on Today FM.